BFBS. Your stories. CFG.
Volunteers Week was recently held across BFG, and one of those heavily involved with the week was Brigadier John Watson, Commander HQGSG, and I asked him how successful the week had been.
Well, I think it's been a great success, and I hope that your listeners will have read the various articles in Sixth Sense, perhaps seen the activities that have been taking place at garrison and station level, and perhaps even consider volunteering themselves. It's been a busy week. The aim, you'll recall, has been to promote opportunities for volunteering, and indeed to celebrate the work of volunteers, and that's what we've achieved. But the sort of events that have been seen up and down Germany have been the Volunteers Fair at Fenelager Youth Club. There's been a garden party held by Commander Paderborn Garrison to recognise and thank volunteers for their work, and 178 people attended that particular event. There's been a victim support course at Church House in Lübecke, and also a SAFA community volunteer course in the same place.
Given the current economic climate both here and in the UK, do you think that volunteers are actually in greater demand?
Well, we certainly need volunteers. We've always needed volunteers, and we'll continue to need them into the future. But the real reason for this is the high rate of deployment on operations that we're currently seeing, with 7 Brigade away, 20 Brigade about to go. And of course, that leaves a lot of parents on their own in charge of their families and trying to cope. So that's really what's driving the current surge in demand for volunteers. It's not really connected as such to the economic climate in the UK, and nor is it, I may say, connected explicitly to the big society political agenda. British Forces Germany has always needed volunteers, has always depended on them, and will continue to do so. And there are all sorts of things we need volunteers for. We need them for Relate, for Home Start, for the uniformed youth organisations such as Scouts, Guides and the Air Training Corps. Staff and Forces Help, of course, St John's Ambulance, and indeed the Army Families Federation. So we depend on them, we need them, and we'll continue to do so.
What will happen here in BFG if clubs, agencies and organisations, they don't get the volunteers they need?
And the point about clubs is that they really need members. And as long as they have good membership, they will survive without any difficulty. There are other agencies and organisations that I've already mentioned that will certainly struggle if they don't get the volunteers they need, which is why we continue to hold Volunteers Week to promote volunteering, encourage people to come forward. But rest assured, you know, the core firm base outputs are going to be maintained anyway, but it is true that our lives would be poorer without the extra help that comes from volunteer organisations and the community spirit that goes with it.
And do you have any message to anybody that's thinking about volunteering?
Yes, really, from me, a personal thank you to all those who volunteer or who are thinking of volunteering and giving it a go. Your work is really, really appreciated. It makes a big difference to our community, and I very much hope you'll keep going.
This is Anthony Ballard, BFBS in Germany.
Tell us your stories. Email germany@bfbs.com. BFBS.